Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned in to 93 Sweet FM Zone. And you know it's the Los Angeles. Layup. You know, this is the only place that you can hear from the Funkadelics to the Temptations on 93 Sweet FM. And I'm your host with the most, the Rothschild, Mr. Rothschild. And you're tuned in again. Oh, I hear you asking where we've been, where we've been. All around the world, and we're going to do it again. We've got the famous Tweed Cadillac. On 93 Sweet FM Ism.
When you want to sing, bustin' loose, baby, do your thing.
y'all doing that?
Thank you.
to Mercy, and you're tuned in to the After Six Cruise Mix on 93.2 FM. Go on and tell a hater to tell a player, tweet Cadillac, baby.
Please understand, please believe, we are live on the premises. You're tuned in to the After Six Cruise Mix. You better let them know, G-Lou, where they at.
Yeah, yeah.
Better let them know.
Yeah, yeah, y'all live on the premises, baby. What up, Tweet Cadillac, baby?
What up, Lou Lavis? We up in this piece, man. We about to rock it till the wheels fall off. We rolling like Nolan, and the car ain't stolen.
Ain't
going
stolen.
Down, man, in a real way, man. How was your day, sir?
Man, I can't complain a bit, man. I'm blessed to be here, man. I was looking forward to the night, man, so I made it. So I'm good, bro.
Beautiful, beautiful. I can complain, but I can't explain. But the heat is on, like the Isley brothers say. It was so hot, man. I took trash out to the trash can today, right? And I had to take a pause. I got to the can. Then I had to take a pause on my way back. Man, it was scorching, man. So I basically been in a bunch of days. Man, they say don't turn on your hair until after peak hours, which was, I believe, starts at, I think it's 9 o'clock or some stupid stuff like that. You don't want to blast your AC till after peak hours. And man, it's been on all day. Ain't really too much I could do. I started the broadcast from the balcony today. I actually could do it from the balcony.
Right.
But I'm like, shit, I really don't even want to sit out there because the heat is still out there. So I got the blinds open, man. I'm looking at, you know, man, the scenery and, man, ready to put it down today. Man, I want to give a big shout out to one of my, as they say, day one, his birthday is today, man, Dimitri Denard. Long time, long life friend, man. Happy birthday to you, my brother.
Happy birthday, homie. Have a blessed, beautiful day.
Yeah, cool cat, man. He's like the photographer to the stars. He's out there living his best life, man, for real. He used to be a staff photographer for World Star. So, man, he'd be at all the events. And man, he came to the concert that Quick and I had at the Nokia. And all those pictures of me on stage, you know, man, that was my people that stopped there. So, man, big shout out, man. Happy birthday to Demi, man. We all call him Demi, man. He the man. Man, shoot up some words of encouragement and inspiration and motivation to all these publishers, man, that really hold us down and got our back consistently for all of these years, man.
Right. Definitely shout out first and foremost to BTP Media Group, Jeff Kwan and the Kwan Glomerate, man. Much love and respect, BTP Media Group. Follow them on all platforms as well. Got to give a shout out to Stacey Adams, man. They keep you fly, you know what I mean, for years and decades. So they're still doing it, and they're a proud sponsor. 93.3 Sweet FMism, that's Stacey Adams Menswear, Fly Menswear. Go to Tweet Cadillac's website. You can just click the link right there. It'll take you straight to the site and get hooked up with whatever you need. And you'll get a discount on behalf of Tweed, man. So check out Stacey Adams. Also, got to give a shout out to our day ones, MagnificentWax.com. Magnificent Wax, you know, the flyest wax you can get to have your car looking like money, man. MagnificentWax.com, that's the website. Check them out. Also, Fun Diggity Funnel Cakes, family business operating and owned locally in Los Angeles, California. FunDiggity.com is the website. They're blowing up like the Trade Center, man. They've been doing real big things. Shout out to Fun Diggity Funnel Cakes for making it happen. They got a 5-star rating on Yelp. You know, they're on DoorDash, Uber Eats, all that, man. Or if you're in LA, you know, you can just pull up or whatever. So check out FunDiggity.com is the website. And Tweak will probably give you more info on that.
Yeah, that's 2807 North Dalhart Avenue in the beautiful city of Compton, California, 90222. They're open from Tuesdays through Sundays, 3 to 10 p.m. The phone to call for your orders is 310-404-6849. make sure to check to see if they're not out at a private event. But you could do your phone orders or just pull up. Tell them Tweet Cadillac sent you, and you in the mix, man. They got the icy, the shaved ice drinks, and all of that, man. All you got to do is, you know, have your little shots from the liquor store, and when you get the shaved ice, just pour your little shot over it and roll on out into the sunset with your funnel cake, and, man, you good to go, man.
Yes, sir. There it is, Fun Diggity Funnel Cakes. Also got to give a love to the one-stop funk shop, the homegirl Chocolate, right over there. You know, honorable mention to one-stop funk shop. Much love and respect. Also, Sunsound Concerts and Tours. That is Sunsound Concerts and Tours. You know, summertime,
Maxine.
All the shows.
Yep, Auntie,
yeah, Maxine.
Maxine.
Yeah.
Good
Auntie
looking
Maxine.
Auntie. She's been holding us down years, man. Good looking, man. Good looking. Another shout out for D.D. Harrison, man. Lovely Unlimited Book Publishing. Make sure to hit up D.D. Harrison as well, too. And what about yourself, sir? G. Lou, he's the host of various shows. Give him your hookup, your handle, your everything. Your
We do the G. Lou Show. The Brother Station, Tweet Cadillac, so on Wednesdays, Fridays, and Sundays, just turn the knob over a little bit. You'll find the G. Lou Show, me, Queen Jean, Cousin Marcy, OG Hanks to the Gangster. We doing our thing Wednesdays, Fridays, and Sundays. Blog Talk Radio, the G. Lou Show, man. Check it out. You won't be disappointed. Also, we got a YouTube channel as well, so go to our YouTube channel and subscribe and check us out as well. We got classic material over there. That's the G. Lou Show tweet.
Indeed, man. Tune in, man. Tune in, get turned on. Please believe. Well, with all that being said, we don't have the six crews mix, so look like the light just turned green on us, so let's do it. Let's do it, man. We moving, y'all. 93.3 FM is a
I won't waste your time. I just wanna fight. Hey, this is Cheryl Cooley of the all-female band Climax, and you're tuned in to 93.3 Tweed FM, the only station playing Funkadelic with the Temptations. You're experiencing After Six Cruise Mix with Tweed Cadillac. Check out Climax at Climax.com. That's K-L-Y-M-A-X-X.com, where we're having a meeting in the ladies' room. Don't you want to ride?
Hey, everybody, it's Bernadette Cooper from Climax, and you're tuned in to 93.3 FM, classic oldies on the After Six Cruise Mix. They play beer songs like Meeting in the Ladies' Room and memorable quotes such as, "Don't slap me, I'm not in the mood. I had to leave my condo to come to this," and the classic, "Divas Need Love Too," because we do. We really do.
Ooh, it looks so right. I wanna ride. See, I would be lying. getting dressed. Last night still fresh in my mind. Spent the evening with a very special person, someone who remembers how to be kind. We're going places, you and me. We're going places, waiting.
Every day love grows. Scotty.
And I'm Walter. And along with Lavelle, we are the Whispers. Remember, love is where you find it. And it's on 93.3 FM. The After Six Cruise Mix. Never forget, you are number one. In good hands with Tweed Cadillac, baby. Let's go all the way.
Thank you.
keeping you doing things. Like watching TV, going shopping, listening to the radio or a movie that's supposed to be groovy. Stopping at a distributor of poison like Jack in the Box, listening to a fool in a box. Keeping you doing things so you won't have time to think. Machine niggas with brains that have controls on them. Program suckers, black trying to be white, white trying to be black, cause they know that's where it's at, black, black. Keeping you doing things so you won't have time to think. Sisters with busted brains cause wigs too tight. Counter check pimps needing help, not caring where it comes from. Baby's mouths are just anywhere a weakling might lean through life. Five niggas who leave starch for babies to eat, so these freaks can stay neat. Keeping you doing things so you won't have time to think. Weak sisters who'll go for anything like a Jamaican bomb. Fried ice cream, pig in a sack, three-card Molly, who dice be nice. Let me have two tell Lou get through, niggas, sisters that take birth control pills, 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 pills. Keeping you doing things so you won't have time to think.
And that's what the world is today. They got you doing things so you don't have time to think. G. Lou, I'm going to ask you one more time.
Yeah, yeah.
You need to get your people, man, because your people is out here acting a fool. 4th of July weekend was horrendous in regards to us black folks. You need to talk to your people, man, nationwide. They tore up every major city. It's on you completely, man, because they ain't going to listen to me. Man, I'm under 6 feet tall. I ain't got no big 23-inch guns, python. Yeah. They'll listen to you, man. You need to holler at, man, at your folks. They are just there. Man, can they make the inner city great again? They are tripping. What they did on this 4th of July weekend is horrendous in all major cities. They tore up Chicago. They tore up Philly. They tore up Houston. They tore up L.A. It's like, what are your people on, G. Lou? Sit them down. Man. Talk to them, because Dr. Umar can't do it all. You got to figure out what you can tell these people.
I try my best. I'll put the word out.
I have no idea. Man, they don't understand that they're embarrassing to other black folks that don't partake and all of that foolishness, right? They're not even thinking about the elders, their grandmothers. They out there wilding in the streets, and then it always comes back. Well, damn, you ain't got no daddies. Where the daddies at? The daddies ain't in the household.
They all renegades now. They all renegades.
Exactly.
Oh, you thought, okay.
They all renegades. These good mamas is raising killers and hoes in these streets.
Yeah.
The girls is out of control. And the son husbands is out of control, man. If you don't talk to them, the penal code going to talk to them. And then it's going to be less of us to defend the good folks that are left. And it's really sad when you really look at the overall picture. And then when you look at the news of how we're representing ourselves, it's like, damn, how do you want respect and you're not giving it? You're just out there wilding. Girls is doing more stuff than the dudes nowadays.
Oh, yeah. Girls are way more fucked up than the dudes right now.
Way more. And it's like, what the hell is going on? And how all them kids going to be out there and the parents ain't nowhere around? It's like you don't even know where your kids is, and they out twerking, damaging cars and all this other stuff and shooting up innocent people. It's like, dude, then we want respect as a whole. I really don't see it coming to us no time soon, because you got to earn it, man. You got to earn respect. It ain't just going to be given to us. Feel me? That's the messed up part.
Right.
So I'm going to need you to instantly get out there on your bullhorn, your megaphone, send an email, send a kite, send a smoke signal. You need to get your people in line, man, because we voted you in, and we can vote your ass out, too. It was G. Lou for president, but you ain't running this country right, man. You got to control the inner-city youth, man. That's a major issue, man.
Okay.
You're going to have to do something about it, man, because your constituents are not going to have this issue going into 2024. Because when Trump get reelected, all your friends and family members going to be in prison. And ain't going to be nobody left except for the old people. They can't defend themselves. Feel me? So I don't know. And at the point, tweet at G. Lou is going to be definitely on the case. He going to sit y'all hooligans down and try to talk to y'all. You know, where is Dr. Umar? Paging Dr. Umar. Paging Dr. Umar. Where is his ass at? Nightly Point Tweet FM. Check it out, y'all.
There's two ways. Everyone listening to your show has two kinds of motivation in their life, right? We're all a mixture of both. So imagine if you play the piano in the morning because you love playing the piano. It gives you joy, right? That would be what's called an intrinsic reason to play the piano, right? You're not doing it to get anything out of it. That's the thing you love, right? Sounds like jiu-jitsu was like that for you. Writing is like that for me. Everyone will have something in their life that just gives them joy as they do it, right? Okay, now imagine you played the piano not because you love it, but because your parents are massively pressuring you. It's their dream for you. Or in a dive bar that you can't stand to pay the rent. Or to impress a woman, right? That would be what's called an extrinsic reason to play the piano, right? You're not doing it because that thing gives you joy. You're doing it to get something further down the line, right? Now, obviously, we're all a mixture of both. But Professor Kasser showed a couple of really interesting things. Firstly, the more you are driven by extrinsic values, the more your intrinsic values are starved, the more likely you are to become depressed and anxious by quite a significant amount. He also showed, as a culture, as a society, we have become much more driven by these junk values, right?
Mm.
We've become much more driven by, think about how Instagram makes you feel,
sure.
Right? We've become much more driven by this hollow external sense of, think about something as simple as, I was at Elton John's last night in Caesar's Palace, right? Amazing thing to be at. And about half the fucking room is filming it on isn't even looking at Elton John. They're just watching it through their phone. Now, that's a small example, but you can see what they're doing. In order to display their life to invite envy from other people, they are not living their life. No one wants to watch your shitty video about Elton John. There's thousands of videos about Elton John that are much better than yours, right? Why are you doing that? You're never going to watch it either. You're doing it to say to other people, envy me, right? It doesn't make you feel good in that room. Actually makes you feel worse. You're not enjoying the experience.
Right.
And it makes them feel like shit because you're trying to invite envy in your friends. That's a small example of a much wider thing, of a kind of junk values that have taken our minds. Professor Kasser has shown there's two sets of solutions to these junk values taking over our minds. One is, it's like fucking air pollution. You know, get the messaging out of your head. More 18-month-old children know what the McDonald's M means than know their own surname, their own last name. Right? From the moment, as Professor Kasser put it to me, from the moment we're born, we're immersed in a machine that is designed to get us to neglect what is important about life. Right? None of your listeners will lie on their deathbeds and think about all the shit they bought and all the likes they got on Instagram. They'll think about moments of meaning and connection. That's like a banal, obvious thing. But we're constantly pushed to not think in those terms, to think about show it off, buy, spend, right? These junk values have taken over our minds. So part of the solution is just fucking get rid of most of this advertising. Well, this is the second part. And you've gone to what I think was the most important part of the research Professor Kasser did. So he was working with a guy called Nathan Dungan. Nathan is a financial advisor in Minneapolis. And his job was to work with adults who were having trouble budgeting and explain budgeting to them and help them do it, right? And he gets a call from a school. It was a kind of middle-class school. It wasn't super rich, wasn't poor. It was the middle class where they're having a problem. That the kids at this school were becoming obsessed with getting like the latest Nike sneakers or the latest iPhone or whatever it was. And if their parents couldn't afford it, the kids were really freaking out, right? So they say to Nathan, would you come in and just explain budgeting to these kids, right? So Nathan goes in, he tries to explain budgeting and quickly realizes these kids don't give a shit about budgeting, right? There's something else going on here. They are so obsessed with getting these things. So with Professor Kasser, he designs this program that led to a really interesting breakthrough. It's something people can try at home, right? You don't have to do it in this context. So they got, and you can do it just as adults, but they did it with parents and their teenagers, right? They come in, it was once every couple of weeks for, I think, 4 months. And at first they just say, the first meeting they had, they just said, write a list of everything you have got to have. They didn't define that, right? And people, of course, say like a home, a car, whatever. But quite quickly, people would say Nike sneakers. The parents would name expensive things. And they go, okay, tell me how you would feel if you got these Nike sneakers, right? And very rarely, I don't think any of them were like basketball players where it was like, I need the jump or whatever, if that's the right phrase. It was very often, I would be, almost immediately, so I'd be accepted by the group. People would envy me, right?
Yeah.
These insights are just beneath the surface, right? They go, who put that idea in your head? Where did you get that idea? And of course, everyone thinks they're smarter than the ad. But giving people the ability just to see how hollow those junk values were, that was the first part. Second part was much more interesting and took longer. Then they would have in future sessions, they'd say, well, okay, given that's not actually made you feel better, what are moments in your life when you have felt satisfied, happy, in a flow state? What are things that are meaningful to you? People, you know, a whole range of things, playing sports, playing music, reading, whatever it was, right? And they said, okay, how could we build more of that into your life and less of these junk values? How could you do more of this every week? And just meeting, we don't have these conversations in our culture very often, just meeting once every couple of weeks and checking in with each other and going, actually, I managed to play guitar for an hour every day.
Up in the heavenly sky,
ultimate bliss. Signed, sealed, delivered with a kiss. The introduction of Psycho and Tweet Cadillac.
Maybe, maybe I'm good for you.
We're so good for you. Good to you. If only you knew.
Maybe we should spend some time together. That could be good for you. Yeah. Maybe love, it's gonna make it even better. That could be nice for me too. Oh baby, no one knows how things are gonna work out. We still need to be living romance. No one knows anything about it, but don't you think it could be worth a try?
One for you, a rendezvous only shared by two. Say go, take a chance and spend the day with the party rocket player Tweet Cadillac, baby. I can keep it good from now until look into my eyes coming real. Let's chill.
Let's go. What up? This is DJ Quick, and you're listening to my homeboy Tweed Cadillac on 93.3 Tweed FMism, lowrider music, and all the shit that your parents used to fuck to.
baby. Yeah. Take me with you, baby. Yeah. Got to take and beat by the hand. Tell me, baby. I'm your lover, man. Together we go. Where we'll stop.
Thank you.
ultra fabulous, the ultra spectacular, the ultra superb sounds of the almighty Delphonics. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been tuned in to the After Six Cruise Mix, hosted by Lou Lavish and Mr. Melody. Hope you enjoyed this episode. I be in these weird ass zones sometimes where I be just playing stuff I like and hoping that y'all will like it as well. I know I don't really go by, you know, the standard average playlist. You know, I just do me, man, and hope y'all can feel the vibes, as they say. But I had a ball. I hope y'all had a ball as well. G. Lou, take us out, man, with your parting words and gifts and your pledge to clean up the community. I need all of that in abundance.
Hey, man. Hey, I don't know about
it's
that.
It's on you.
But, man,
it's
I
on you.
First
no,
of all,
you got to know. No, you better know all about that because, man, the world is riding on you, sir. You got to clean up the community in all these inner cities. It's your job. You know, you want everybody to vote for you. You know, you running for council. Now you got the job. You're an elected official. So you need to clean up the inner city, man. We need you, sir. We need you.
Right.
Because I've been paging Dr. Umar, paging Dr. Umar, and he ain't answering. So, it's up to you, G. Lou. Give us some parting words, man, that maybe will stop the bonfire, will stop the gunfire, will stop the violence, man.
Man, my baby ain't never hurt nobody, but he still got smoked at Bay Bay's party.
Exactly.
I want to say, man, much love, respect, everyone out there, man. No, you know, we just got to do better. We got to start with each one, teach one. So we got to start with ourselves, man. Instead of point the finger at yourself and look in the mirror and do whatever you got to do to start with yourself. Because when you represent, you do what you need to do, someone else will see you doing it. And then when you try to tell someone how to do it, they'll accept it easier because they see you doing it. So it starts with you first and foremost. Make that change like Mike said. Look at the man in the mirror and do what you can do to start with yourself by being a better person or inspiring someone to be better than they can be. And with that being said, until next time, which will be a week from today, 7 days without prayer makes 1 week, W-E-A-K, G. Lou Lavish.
That's right. So if you take heed to the word of our elected official, Mr. G. Lou Lavish, just do better, man. Do better, man, because you are a representative of everybody that's fallen before you and everybody that is born today. So if you're born today and you're a baby and you're in a hospital and you don't even know how scandalous this world is and how the value system is going out the window, you have a lot, man, that's going to be on your shoulders, boy or girl. You know, and as long as the system is corrupt and people is on this BS, man, you're going to be raised by the baby always going to go with the mama, whether she's scandalous or not. So you fathers, if you really want to be in your child's life, you got to be in your child's life, because if you let the mamas just raise them, they raising killers and hoes. So you got to figure out where you want your kid to fall into that plateau. And it's serious out here. And these streets, don't nobody care. Watch your kids, man. Ain't no reason they're supposed to be outside in the projects at a hood party in the projects, and then when gunfire rang out and 28 people get shot and you get that phone call that's one of your babies, who you going to look at? You best look at yourself because you didn't know where your kid was. It's basically on you, man. So do what you can do, man. Save one. Protect one, teach one, grow one, and be proud of one. With that being said, man, I be talking so damn much, but I guess that's my day job. So don't touch that knob. We will be back next Thursday. Big shout out to the birthday boy, Demi. Big shout out to Fun Diggity. Stacey's, Magnificent Wax, G. Lou, Dee Dee Harrison, Jeff Kwan, everybody that gives a damn about what we do over here. Keep it pimping, man, because we're going to definitely hit you upside your head with these spectacular lowrider oldies, man. That being said, God bless each and every one of y'all, man. Good night. Thank you for tuning in. Make sure to tell a hater to tell a player. That,
peace.
Good night. Yes, yes, y'all.